The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Speel jy video games? En hoe oud is jy? Dis wat ek vandag wil weet. How old are people playing games at the moment? I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One, I saw a very cute picture that someone posted on the internet. A girl posted a picture of her parents, mom and dad, who had their computers side by side, and they were sitting there playing the same dungeon in World of Warcraft. And she was just like, oh, I can't believe how cute it is. This is how they met, and 20 years later, they're still playing this game. And that got me thinking, right? Video games have been, if you're an 80s child like me, I was born in 83, so I'm 40 now. They were sort of there in our late childhood, teenage years, definitely, all the way through varsity and so on. This was a common thing. And yet somehow, there's still this idea, dis nie cool nie, dis nie aanvaarbare ding nie, dis 'n mors van tyd. And I'm just curious, peeps who listen to this show, how old are you and are you still playing games? You know, you see those TikTok channels of grannies in their 70s, just jolling with people online, chatting with folks, and ons gaan aan. Because I find it so strange that we don't sort of take gaming seriously. And if I say to you, video games as an industry makes more money every year than the whole music industry and the whole movie industry put together. So all of the films and all of the music, all of the streams, all of the watching, all of the hours still makes less money every year than video games do. And now, granted, I'm including everything from, you know, FIFA and Call of Duty down to Candy Crush. Doesn't matter if it's on your phone or on a console or on your computer, but they reckon any one time there's more people playing a console than streaming Netflix. You know what I mean? It's a huge thing. And you look at the list of famous people who've worked and done voices for characters and things. Matthew Perry from Friends, Mila Kunis, Liam Neeson I know has done, Snoop Dogg, Vin Diesel, Mark Hamill, you know, Luke Skywalker, Megan Fox. Like, all sorts of people, Keanu Reeves, have all done characters and voices and so on. And the stories are really good and engaging. And often, you know, the best games are like a movie that you are involved in. And yet somehow there's still this idea that this is uncool, that this is not a thing that grown-ups should be doing, that for grown-ups this is a waste of time. And I find the whole thing quite interesting. So that's my simple question this afternoon. Basically, I'm on the lookout. I want to find out who the oldest person is who regularly games, because I want to see if we can have just a little chat between now and five. Today, we're talking gaming and how old people are. Are we still playing games? Because there's still a stigma. There still seems to be an idea out there that this is not a cool thing for grown-ups to do. You're wasting your time, etc. And then the WhatsApp line came through this afternoon.
Hello, team. Well, I'll be turning 44 this year, and I have my own PlayStation and my own 55-inch TV, because you can't play decent games on small TVs. My husband is 41, and he has his own PlayStation and his own 50-inch TV. So, yeah, never too old to play games.
Never too old, Rensha.
Hi, Rob. I'm Rensha. Yeah, I guess 45 en ek speel nog rekenaar games. Vriende wat ouder is, ek is met saam my nog video games speel. Ek dink dit gaan oor die ouderdom net. Dit gaan oor die afsluit en die sommer net bietjie nonsens praat terwyl hulle speel. Dis eintlik waar dit gaan.
Ja. And I mean, I think that's what it is. A lot of people jump online and you get to, you know, voice chat to one another and hang out. Tina says, "Hi Rob, my wife, my son and I all play Fortnite together." The family spun, dropping in as a group. Neil says, turning 51 this year, I'm still playing all the time. Karika says, my husband learned his love for gaming from his parents. They're 70 and they're still playing games. Sandra says, my husband is 68. Still plays Warcraft every single day. It makes me think we've got to organize a little thing for the older gamers. You know, it's all good and well getting shouted at by a 14-year-old. And then getting beaten because they're so good. Maar miskien vir die res van ons, nee. This came in from Colette. This is one, the voice notes for the day. Just listen to the end of this.
Yes, I can confirm my whole house is full of consoles and console remotes. We have a whole museum dedicated to it. I think he touches the console remote more than me.
Hey, that's Leila. Do it. The Drive.
with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7.